Lute. Epilogue. Juggling paper bags, March slid the key into the lock. He walked into the apartment and tossed the bags on the table. Dinner! It's about time. I'm starving, Jules said. She leapt off the trapeze they'd hung in the living room. I'll set the table, Izzy called from the cushions of the deep sofa. There were four sofas in the living room. They'd soon learned that for movie watching on the flat screen, they each wanted their own space. She accidentally bumped into Darius, who was standing looking out at the river. Just checking up on my yacht, he said. Next week, Bermuda. A jumble of bikes was tangled up near the front door. A long table ran the length of the room, strewn with Izzy's motherboards, Jules' drawings, Darius's manga, March's books. There was an entire cabinet devoted to snacks. It was surprisingly easy to live on your own, especially when you buy a whole building. The other apartments were now used as game rooms, media rooms, and one had been turned into a swimming pool and spa. One was a small gym with a climbing wall. March avoided that one. There was a garden on the roof and a gardener to take care of it. That night went down in criminal history as the crime of the new century. Seven magic moonstones had disappeared, along with 10 million in bonds. Oscar Ford had vanished. Blue was cleared of suspicion, but not before becoming a media star. Shortly afterward, she founded her own production company, thanks to a mysterious investor. Particle Zoo was a hit on alternative radio stations. She was in talks to develop her own reality TV show. Mike Shannon was doing camera commercials in Japan, making a nice living. March had offered a production company a hefty budget to produce them. They'd never go on the air. But Shannon didn't know that. It was enough to know that Shannon was out of their hair for a good long time. Hamish had been happy to help them with details of the building purchase, just for the chance to fence the Makepeace Diamond. Now they were even. It was a good start to the next phase of the relationship. Darius pushed a stack of files and two laptops to the end of the table. He tossed napkins and forks down. Izzy brought plates and a big spoon for the guacamole. Jules handed him a burrito. Saw Blue on YouTube today, Darius said. She's up to 3 million hits. She's getting famous, Izzy agreed. Just the way she wanted, Jules said. The ironic twist to her smile reminded March of Alfie. He missed his father, sometimes so fiercely he wanted to howl. But it helped to have Jules. With a lift of her eyebrow or a sudden smile, he caught a glimpse of his dad every day. Now, when he felt something was missing, he could just look across the room, and there she was. March pushed aside the file marked possible jobs. He glanced at the thickest file of all, getting back at Blue. We have all kinds of time, he said, if you're going to do it. Don't do it, stupid, they all chorused. March took a big bite of burrito, spicy, just the way he and Alfie liked it. As Alfie would say, living is sure easy when you have 20 million in the bank. The end.